Welcome back to another episode of Moms Unbothered. I'm Kate and this is Jordan. I think this is our fifth episode we're recording. If you guys remember, we had really bad sound and video quality for our first 9 episodes. So we started back completely from scratch. So we're building our way back up. But yeah, the other day we've been having a couple guests on. I think we've had like 3 or 4 now. And we're like still getting the hang of everything. And I'm still getting used to like all this podcast equipment in front of me. But Jordan and I were recording the other day with someone and it was like the gal was talking. So like Jordan and I were just listening, but I accidentally knocked over my tripod. You guys, I haven't laughed that hard in so long. Jordan and I were literally crying and I wish the microphones would have picked up our laughs because like my laugh is really annoying. Like it's obnoxious. And we were like laughing so hard into the microphone while this girl is trying to tell her story.
She's so serious too. She was so serious. And like, you could tell she was just getting annoyed with us.
Yeah, our bad. But then I was like, oh my gosh, she's gonna think we're so unprofessional and we're like children recording a podcast and like Jordan's like trying to be serious.
You can like see my I'm like trying to hold it in and my whole body is convulsing.
I texted Jordan at like 10 p.m. last night and I was like, I can't stop watching the video of us laughing. And my son literally said, Mom, that's so annoying. Stop watching.
Oh,
it was too good.
Crowd.
It was too good. Yeah. But today we're just going to open up with a little Q&A. So we're just going to we put up question boxes almost weekly for you guys to ask questions for us to answer on the podcast. And these are just going to be randomly picked questions that we found. They're not going to be like all tied together or anything. We're just going to go back and forth with answering questions. So Jordan, you want to take it away?
Yes, let's see here. Your thoughts when dietitians and nutritionists try to say clean, crunchy, etc. are bad diets.
Cancel them.
First off, I hate the term diet because it has such a negative connotation. Like, just because you're eating healthy doesn't mean it's like everybody's on a diet per se. Like, you can be eating bad, that's considered a diet, right? Like, there's good diets and bad diets, of course. You get what I'm trying to say. So I kind of hate that term, but like, yeah, they're just indoctrinated into, I mean, their schooling was paid for by big pharma. They love seed oils. They like, they think seed oils can do no wrong. They think they're healthy for you. Like, they just believe it. They have just, you know, there's just, they haven't come to the light yet.
Yeah, they have very one way of thinking. And if you think about it, it makes sense why they just paid probably hundreds of thousands of dollars to go to school and they were taught lies. No offense. Like, you're going to cling to that truth because you don't like what you were told. You don't want to realize like, oh my God, was I lied to that whole time? Yeah. Kind of how I felt when I like first researched vaccines. I was like, oh my God, we have literally been lied to our entire lives. Like, it's like such an awakening moment and nobody's really ready for the truth. But what I wanted to say to those people is, if your way is so right, why is everyone so sick?
Interesting. Well, they want us sick too, so they can stay in business, I guess. But
yeah. And not even like the nutritionist that you're going to, I don't think they want us sick, but it's it's the companies that are that are funding their schooling that want to keep their patients sick, because a sick person produces so much more money than a healthy person. If you think about it, like, healthy kids aren't going to the doctors all the time. Healthy kids don't need prescriptions all the time. Healthy kids don't turn into unhealthy adults who are then put on prescriptions for the rest of their life. Like, my kid doesn't ever go to the doctor and he is the healthiest kid I know. And same with Jordan's. Like, your daughter's not constantly getting sick, getting all these like illnesses. Mm-hmm. Like, they're healthy kids because they don't go to the doctors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Whenever I say they, I'm not talking about like one specific person or job. I'm talking about the people that run the show. So,
the industry. Okay, someone said, tips on not letting your negative emotions take over and ruin your day. This is something that I have realized more recently, and it's actually blown my mind, is if you're in a low mood, you don't have to take seriously your thoughts or like hold them captive. Like, if you are going about your day and you're like, wow, I am really struggling thinking about this past situation, you don't have to keep giving light to it, or you don't have to, even if it's a mood you feel like, I just can't pinpoint why I don't feel good. You don't have to like stay stuck in that. You can just keep going about your day. And then eventually you're going to realize like, oh, that mood passed. I used to get really fixated. Like if I was anxious, I would be like, I have to get to the root cause right now, or I'm not going to get better. Like, and I used to fixate and make it worse. And now that when I can just like drop my mood and stop giving it so much thought, I feel like it, the mood passes so much quicker.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a learning process too, to learn to like let go of that. It takes practice. Mm-hmm. A really good book to read is called The Four Agreements. And it just like talks about how words are really powerful and they have power and they like will affect a lot of things. So that's a really good book. It kind of helps you like learn to let go of those things.
Good one.
Let's see. What makes you distrust the medical establishment and can they do anything to regain it? You want to go first?
Yeah, no. Yeah, I'll never trust the medical industry. If you guys actually look into the corruption, it actually is so deep. Did you guys know that like homeopathy used to be medicine? Like that used to be our first go-to for medicine. And then once they realized that they could make these pharmaceuticals and keep us sick and make so much billions, trillions of dollars, like they made homeopathy woo-woo and they made natural healing woo-woo. Like that was our first line of defense and people were so much healthier then. And people's argument will probably be like vaccines have saved lives and da da da. No, like it was the plumbing and sanitation that saved your life and your ancestors' life. It was not the vaccines. The vaccines were already going down. The vaccines were already eradicating. I won't get into that entirely, but no, the medical system will never have my trust again. Will I go to the doctor if my son breaks his leg? Absolutely. Will I go to the doctor if there's like a head trauma? Absolutely. Am I going to the doctor for a cold or strep throat? No, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't have said it better myself. Yeah. I think after you're just sick for so long and no one helps you and they're just gaslighting you and telling you it's normal or you're fine or just take this or take that. Like, yeah, you just, I hope. Yeah. I mean, I hope people don't have to come to the conclusion that doctors aren't there to help them. Like, I hope you're not in that point where you're so sick that like you just are fed up. But like, yeah, that's just what it is for me. That is, enough was enough.
Amen. Someone said, if you're baking treats, what sugar or swaps do you use? And usually what I do, like everyone always wants my recipes when I post something. I always will just Google like chocolate chip cookie recipe and then I'll just make swaps. So like for the, if it says cane sugar, I'll either use monk fruit or just organic cane sugar, depending on like how much sugar it is. Or like for brown sugar, I'll swap with coconut sugar. For flour, I'll do like the Bob's Red Mill or just like an organic flour, like a better choice swap is what I'm doing. Baking soda, I make sure it has no aluminum in it, that type of thing. What do you do?
Yeah. I love, instead of cane sugar, I use granulated maple sugar. So maple syrup. Ooh. And it's so good. It makes everything just like better. It just makes everything better. You can get it. Well, some stores have it. Some stores have it. It'll be like buy the maple syrup. And then Amazon. You can get them on Amazon. And they're usually from like small family farms, which is lovely. I like to support them too. But it's so freaking good. But then, yeah, also I'll use brown coconut sugar. I've used pure just maple syrup too. But then, yeah, like anything that says like vegetable oil, you can use avocado oil. You can, I just prefer butter. You could use tallow. Like it sounds gross like to be swapping these, but it's so, so good. Like it will make a huge difference, not only in your health, but in the deliciousness of your baked goods.
Yeah, that's a really good idea. Yeah.
I've tried them all. I've tried all the things. Oh, and flour too. If you are like super sensitive to gluten, Einkorn. It's Einkorn flour. It's like the only flour left on earth that has not been modified somehow by humans. And it's just a lower gluten index.
Okay, slay.
It is a lot harder to bake with, though, so be prepared. Okay, let's see. My aunt is noticing I avoid her house. She has too many Wick plugins and I have a baby. Sorry to your aunt. Either tell her that, hey, like, I'm not going to come over if these are plugged in, or that, like, she can come to your house, and it's just no offense towards her, but you know what? Fragrance is the new secondhand smoke, and you're just doing what's best for you and your baby, and there's no judgment here. I would have done the same thing.
I agree. Also, like, when I would travel when Barrett was younger, some people that we would go stay with would have the plug-ins or a candle. I would just shamelessly go unplug it and be like, that one, that gives me a headache, but two, I don't want Barrett breathing it in. Nothing against you guys. Or sometimes I would just do it and not even say anything and just like, like, it hurts my head. Why? I'm not going to act like it doesn't hurt my head. I don't know. I think we've gotten to, we don't have to be rude about it, but like, something, if you know something is bad for your health, you can stick up for yourself and like in a polite way and just say, this makes me uncomfortable. And if people don't like it, then they're not your people.
Even, I don't know, a lot of people take offense to it, but it is what it is. That's actually the first thing, like when I go to an Airbnb, it's the first thing I look for, because they, all the Airbnbs have them.
Always.
So unplug them.
Any crunchy pregnancy must-haves? Here's the thing. Less is more in the crunchy world, in my opinion. We don't need to be buying all the things, all the gadgets, all the tools. Like, I really think that the crunchy lifestyle can cater so much more towards people who like don't have the means to be buying all the fancy gadgets. Like, when I was making $7.25 an hour working 20 hours a week, I was like making very big swaps for myself and my family on such a low budget. Like, I wasn't buying the Air Doctors, I wasn't buying the red lights, I wasn't doing any of that, but like, I was using vinegar in a spray bottle for my cleaning products. I was I switched all Barrett's stuff over to like Hello Bello. It was a cheaper choice that was better than most. Like, you don't have to be perfect. I would say for pregnancy, if you, let's say you want to put lotion on, I would make sure that you're like switching your lotion to a non-toxic lotion or like a non-toxic oil. If you plan on, well, either way, I would wear like, try to get an organic cotton bra. And even if you can only afford one organic cotton bra, like, I would switch to that, especially if you're breastfeeding. Because I feel like, well, I guess you don't have to wear a bra at all. But like, if you're breastfeeding, I feel like organic cotton bra would be great, because like, baby is on the boob constantly. So at least it's more of like a natural material. Jordan, what do you have?
Yeah, I am a braless gal. I prefer no bra. It's actually better for breastfeeding too, because it lets everything flow. I actually learned that from my IBCLC. I never wore a bra before that, but anyways, I'm getting sidetracked now. I'm trying to think. One thing I did invest in, it was probably like $80, but I got an EMF blocking belly shield thing, and because I was at my computer a lot while I was pregnant, and I got that from Defender Shield. And that just made me feel better. I don't know if it works, but made me feel better. And trying to think, what else? Pregnancy. I think the most important thing I focused on was a clean diet. I didn't want to eat things that baby would be getting. So like, just lots of protein and organic when I could. Really, yeah, you don't need much. Yeah, good belly butter, I guess, or oil, lotion, whatever.
Another thing I think would be, make sure you're taking a real prenatal, not like the Nature's Choice or anything like that. Nature's Choice is what I took, and it's full of synthetic. So a good prenatal, omega, stuff like that, I think is really key. But I really don't think, people think that when they get pregnant, I did this too, like, you need all the things. You need, like, my registry was just full of crap. And I was like, I really didn't use anything. I held Barrett 24/7. He slept in my bed. Didn't use a nursery, didn't use all the gadgets. Like, he preferred to be held. Like, it's just, when we go back to like our biological basics, baby is just supposed to be with mom 24/7. And as long as you have that, like, they're going to be good.
Yeah. Yeah. And also, if you're listening and thinking about getting pregnant soon, start your prenatal now. It's very helpful before pregnancy. But yes, to the registry thing, I had a lot of things that were for me rather than the baby, like a lot of just like postpartum, like organic cotton disposable diapers for me, because I knew I was going to need those, like nipple butter for me, like just things that were going to heal me, because you're right, the baby only needs mom at that point, like nothing else.
Amen.
Okay. What do you feel about liquid IV? Yeah, there's a lot of sugar in liquid IV, and there's just better options. I like the nectar packets, just ingredients. Even Element is okay. They're okay. They're just okay. But yeah, there's better options. Coconut water, water with salts, even better than liquid IV, honestly. So not just table salt, real sea salt. But.
Yeah. Okay, I get asked this question all the time, but they said, "What was your corporate job?" I can talk about that now, right? Because I don't work for them anymore. Can I say what company I worked for?
You didn't sign anything, right?
That says yeah, no.
Yeah.
So I worked for John Deere, and great company. Like that was definitely like a godsend in back then, because I think about this often. I was not mature enough emotionally to handle social media right when I had Barrett. Like I am so glad, because like I had like accounts that I would like make of like meals or like stuff like that, and they just never took off. And looking back, I'm so glad that it didn't. And it's such a God thing, because I was not mature enough to handle social media at the time. So I worked at John Deere. I was a senior administrative assistant, and I got to work from home. The first year I worked in office that Barrett was born, hated it. Used to cry at my desk all the time, like trying to come up with ways I could quit my job. And then I got to work from home for the last 4 years. And then they announced everyone was going back in office. And the day they announced everyone was going back in office, I quit to do social media full time, which was another godsend thing. But yeah, I worked for a great company. I made a significantly amount less than what my bosses and their bosses were making. And now it's just crazy to think that like social media, like you can make, you know, you can hang with the big dogs.
For sure.
But Jordan, you should, I love this story about Jordan, because even before Jordan became a mom, she was just a stay at home wife. And I just think that is the coolest thing in the world. Like that is such goals.
Yeah. And you know what? I actually really struggled transitioning to that. Yeah, because I just like my whole life, it was like ingrained in me. Like I needed to be a boss babe, you know, like,
yeah,
I went to school, I got a degree. Like I need a job. I need to like stick it to the man. And when I, we moved to Oklahoma, it was like, turns out there's not a lot of jobs in Oklahoma. I worked at a doggy daycare, which I actually absolutely loved. I love dogs, but like, it wasn't like making me a lot of money. And like there was mold there and stuff. And I was like, I don't want to be around the mold. It was more just for fun. And so when I quit, I was just like, I feel like I'm like leeching off of my husband, like I'm mooching off of him, like I don't contribute anything, like I just felt like useless. And you know, he's never ever made me feel that way. He's like a godsend. He's like, we're a team, like you do this and then I do this, like, and we come together and we make something beautiful. So yeah, now that I have a baby, I feel much more like, okay, like I feel like I am I've done more for the family. But like, yeah, I was a stay-at-home wife for a few years and I loved it.
It's amazing. I love it.
That's the mental block. Yeah.
Yeah, Larry and Jordan are goals. But isn't it crazy, like we are taught from a young age, like pick your career that you want to do, like your career is your full focus. And when I became a mom, I realized like nothing in the world matters to me except being with my child. And when I didn't have that option to stay at home with him, like that was like soul crushing. I used to cry about it every single day, just because like it was a nightmare having to drop your baby off at daycare. And thank God I had like my daycare providers were my close friends, so like I knew he was well taken care of. But like I used to beg my parents, like, can I please quit my job and start a daycare in your basement just so that I could stay home with my baby? Because it felt so unnatural, and everyone around me would be like, oh, you get used to it, it goes away. And like, that's fine for moms who like to work. And I like, that's so great if working is your passion. But like, my passion is my baby. Mm-hmm. And, so like now that I do get to like stay home and provide, it's just such a blessing. But like, if you feel the calling, like, I think my calling is to be a wife and a stay-at-home mom. Yeah. Like, that's your calling. Like, embrace it. I, like, when I get married, I'm not working as hard anymore. Like, I'm not doing social media full-time anymore. Like, I will be, like, my role will be mom first, social media second, for sure.
Well, wife, but, too. Wife.
Yeah. Yeah, right. But,
wife. Yeah, I just never, the grind's just not for me. And, like, I have like a lot of hobbies that I have a lot of hobbies that could like probably make me money. And my husband's like, if you want to do that, great, I'll support you. And if not, like, no worries. Like, you know, you just have to find, obviously, a supportive partner. And like, it's like no knock to my mom. My mom was a single mom for a long time, and like, I don't know how she did it. It'd be very difficult, but she always told me, she always ingrained in me, like, you need to have like your own money aside, like protect yourself, like kind of situation. And that's just like not, it's not me. So
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah, that's that. My dad kind of ingrained the same thing in me, just like, you work and you save money. And like, Jordan's husband is my accountant. So like the first time we ever met, he was like, yeah, you don't really spend any money. And I'm like, no, because it's been ingrained in me that you save all your money in case something bad happens. Like, you know, it's just crazy how we like, we inherit like our parents,
and it's hard
what they tell us.
It's hard to, to let go of those things that we were raised with. For sure.
Yeah. Now Larry would say I spend a lot of money, but at first I was just terrified to spend money because I like, you know, you're a single mom, you got to save your money. And you, I don't know, I was just always scared something bad would happen and I would need the money. So I just always saved it. But
yeah, there's a time and place for saving for sure. Okay, this one's from Crunchy Mom Kayla, your BFF from college here. She said, do you think being an unbothered mom is inherited? Or did we have to learn it? I think I've always been unbothered about what people think about me. So
yeah, same. Even as a little kid, I was like a little shit. Like,
yeah, same.
Like my teachers hated me. My coaches hated me. Just because like, if you're going to say something rude to me, I will give it back to you so hard. And like, I think adults back then or like my coaches and stuff, like people would like suck up to them because they wanted playing time. But I'm like, I don't care. Bench me. Like, you're not going to talk to me rudely. And then just as, like I never cared about, everyone is always scared about like, oh, don't be extra or don't be the loud person or don't. And I'm just like, I don't care. Like whoever likes me is going to like me. And if you don't, you don't. And especially when I became a mom, that just went like full force times 1000. Like I will be so loud in my opinions. I will be so loud in what I do because I'm proud of it. And I've done the research and like, I'm not a little puppet to society or to the doctors or to the, you know, mainstream. And like, if it's weird to you, that's like not my problem. I don't care.
Amen. I was the same way. That makes sense that we get along so well because I was the same way growing up. I'm sure people just hated being around me. But yeah, also like my husband was in the army and I could never, like he would come home and they would give him the stupidest things to do. And I would say, well, like, did you ask why? Like he's like, you can't ask why in the army. I'm like, he's like, you just have to do it. I'm like, no, I need to know why I'm doing something. Like, what purpose does this serve? Like, no, not for me.
This also goes, back to me and Jordan not being boss babes. I'm sorry. I'll be my own boss. I am my own boss now and I love it. Yeah. But like taking orders from anyone else, get out of here with that.
Yes. I know, against popular belief, my husband does not actually tell me what to do. I'm not an oppressed housewife. Like he does not control my life. I can actually do whatever I want. So
yeah, that is beautiful. Like Jordan will just like go on trips by herself and just like Larry will be like, yeah, have fun.
Yeah.
Or like in March we're going to California and he's just like, all right, just like let me know the details like of what you need from me. Not even like details of like where are you staying, what are you doing, but just like, all right, like what do you need me to book for you guys? Or you know, like he's just let you do whatever.
Yeah. I think people think like, I mean, this might be the case for some people's relationships, but like I think a lot of people assume housewives like have to ask permission to like do things and like spend money. I'm like, I'm not a child, you know, like it is my money too, in fact. So I don't have to ask permission, but like there is a mutual respect. Like both of us, like before we make a big purchase, we're like, of course we're going to talk about it. Cause like we're adults and that's what we do. But
yeah, that's beautiful. Someone asked, did you have a home birth? I did not. I was not crunchy when I gave birth. I gave birth in a hospital. I did it naturally. Like I didn't do epidural or anything. I did it naturally, but next time I would love to do a home birth. I would prefer if it was at a birthing center. I just don't have those near me. So I will do at home and I will make Jordan be there. But Jordan can tell you a little bit about her home birth.
Yeah. Wait, there's no birthing centers by you?
That's so no, weird. I don't even think there, it's not even like, oh, I could drive 2 hours. Yeah. To, like I, there's just nothing around me. It's either hospital or birth at home.
Interesting. Yes, I did give birth at home for my first And I just knew, I had my mind set before I even got pregnant that that's what I was going to do. And I loved it. Yeah, it was great. Well, I will definitely record a whole episode talking about it because I could talk about it for ages, but it was beautiful. And I don't think I would have changed anything about it except my back labor. I had back labor. I hated that.
Well,
yeah.
10 out of 10 recommend home birth.
10 out of 10 recommend, especially like, I'd be like, picture this, right? Like you give birth. And you're just snuggling with your baby and you don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to like get them dressed and you dress and go in the car and like drive, you know, and some people drive hours to the hospital. Like you don't have to go anywhere. I literally just stayed in my living room naked for weeks on end. It was beautiful.
That is so beautiful.
What do you think about AirPods? Are they bad? I do think they are bad. I think you're like shooting EMF into your brain. They're communicating. They have to communicate to each other. So you're putting them on each side of your brain and then they're communicating. It just feels wrong to me. I don't like them. If you get like the, those sensors or whatever, what are they called? They like read the EMF gauges or whatever. They're really high. They're super high. So yeah, plugs best. If you need cordless ones, I think the like Bose, like the single ones are a little better, like the overhead, but like they're still communicating with something, but definitely corded is best.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Next question is, how long did you breastfeed for? I exclusively pumped for 2 years. I would have gone longer, but my milk literally just dried up. Like it literally, I know it. And I think it was just because I was so sick and I was like not consuming enough calories. Like my body was just like, you're done. You're done. Yeah. I gave you 2 years. You're done. But yeah, my milk changed because Barrett was two. So he could like talk, like he was talking full blown sentences. So he would tell me like the milk tastes yucky. Like it turned a different, it tasted like sour. And if he would have like still wanted me to keep going, like I would have tried to bring my supply back, but it just like, it changed taste. It changed like in color and my body was just done. But I exclusively pumped because I didn't know how to breastfeed and I didn't have the resources or the money to like hire people to show me what to do. I didn't have anyone around me at the time who breastfed. So I taught myself how to pump. I did get mastitis almost every single month that I did it because again, I didn't know what I was doing. My phalange sizes, if you're a pumping mom, you'll understand. My phalange sizes, I was buying like the biggest size because I had no idea. And so like, I wasn't properly getting milk out. Like I was always getting, clogged ducts, mastitis, so bad. But sunflower less than saved my life. And luckily, once I figured that out, I was able to use that for like the last 6 months. And that was a game changer for me. But yeah, my breastfeeding journey was hell. But I'd do it all over again. That was my one thing. I told myself like motherhood has been robbed from me because I was chronically sick and just didn't feel good. I was like, and I can't breastfeed because I can't get the baby to latch. But like, this is the one thing that won't be taken from me. And I owe it to Barrett. Like, I will breastfeed. I will give you breast milk for as long as I possibly can. And there were so many times I wanted to quit. Literally every day I wanted to quit, but I just wasn't comfortable with the formula ingredients. I was like, I can't consciously like give this because I know what's in it. And if you're listening to this as a mom and you're offended that I said that, it's okay. Like we don't know what we don't know. We're all doing our best, but like as someone who came into it informed on the formula, I couldn't do it. But when I was pregnant, I did want to formula feed. Like I didn't know that there was a difference between breast milk and formula. That's how uneducated I was. Like I thought that they were the exact same nutrient level on like the same nutrient level. And then once I like started to look into breast milk, I was like, oh shit, I got to do this.
Yeah. And nothing like a mom's determination. I mean, like getting mastitis every month would be brutal. And like flange size aside, pumping in general is just not great for mastitis. Like that. Mm-hmm. Cause mastitis. I am breastfeeding 5 months so far exclusively. We haven't done a bottle or anything. I did pump, like there was like 1 week probably when she was around 3 months old that I was like, oh, I'm just gonna try pumping for fun. And so I have a little bit of storage in the freezer, but I'm using that for myself the baby. Like she hasn't had a bottle or anything. But yeah, I back to that question, like what's a good thing in pregnancy? breastfeeding is not as intuitive as you would think it is, like, mm-hmm. at all. So put on your registry or invest in a lactation consultant or a IBCLC, like a Leche League, something, any, like, it was not, I was really grateful. One of the reasons I chose my midwife was because she is an international board certified lactation consultant, IBCLC. And so, and she had 7 kids of herself, breastfed. One of them, she breastfed until they were 4. And I was like, that's beautiful. That's what I want. Yeah. So, yeah, make sure you have, like, support. I would have been, yeah, it would have been a rough that first few. It's just not as intuitive. But I, yeah, I'm very passionate about breastfeeding. The world average is 4 years old and the American average is 1. And there's just no support in our culture, and formulas are just being pushed out by big food, like, and doctors, and saying, like, oh, these are perfectly fine. And again, like, if you have to formula feed, that's what you have to do to feed your baby. But yeah, I just think we need a lot more support in general.
Absolutely.
I would love to get more educated on the benefits of not vaccinating kids. Well, definitely listen to our episode with Just the Inserts. She mm-hmm. is a wealth of knowledge. Lots of books to read, Dissolving Illusions, Shot in the Dark series. Trying to think. There's, like, lots of resources out there. Brighton Baby is a fat book, but lots of stuff in there.
What was the book I read? This is the first book I read and it changed my life, and that this is when I knew I couldn't ever go back. Vaccine Friendly Plan. And now that doctor has actually come out and said he would recommend it. Zero. At first he was like trying to say, like, if you absolutely have to get these ones, but now he's like, no, I wouldn't even recommend those anymore. But that was the book that changed my life forever. Like, I remember reading it and just having the moment of, like, there's no turning back now. Like, even if everyone thinks I'm crazy, I just read what I read. And I actually even took it to my son's pediatrician into the office at, like, because I was just like, how the hell are you, how do you not know this stuff? Like, you guys, you're giving kids shots every day and you don't know this? And he's like, oh, I'm not familiar with that book. And I'm like, dude, what? Like, I shouldn't be educating you on the subject. But yeah, that's when I, like, just turned them all down. Because he was like, you know, you could, he was like, as a dad, I just get what they absolutely need for school and I don't get the rest. You could do the same. But I was like, my mom voice is literally screaming at me right now to get out of this place. And I was like, I just can't do it. I can't do it. I'm sorry. And, like, I almost felt bad saying it. But I was just like, which, like, now I'm like, I don't, why did I feel bad? But yeah, I'm not for any of them. And the more research you do, the more you know, the more you say no.
True.
Yeah. Okay. Do you still eat unhealthy or drink unhealthy on occasion? Really? Now that I've started the antihistamine diet, no, I don't. I think, like, the most processed thing I've had in the past month or two is, like, a Perfect bar. I just, the way I feel now eating red meat, so much red meat, like, I'm eating a steak or two a day and, like, 2 sweet potatoes, some, like, honey or maple syrup, frozen mango. Like, now that I'm eating and so nourished, I can't go back. I don't want the unhealthy foods now. Like, I truly don't. It's wild.
Yeah, I agree. Like, once you feel better, like, you stop craving them. You stop wanting them. They start to, like, not even taste good. Yeah, like, alcohol, I haven't had a drink in 2.5 years. And, like, I'm not saying I've never declared, like, oh, I'm not drinking. It just sort of phased out of my life. Like, it stopped serving me. But I'm not saying I would never drink again. Like, maybe I'll have a drink at a wedding one day or something. I don't know. But it's just, like, I'm not going to go out of my way. I didn't like the way I was feeling afterwards. Like, in college, I'm like, oh, I never get hungover. I'm great. And then, like, as you get older, like, you really start to feel like crap. But then, yeah, eating. Occasionally, we eat out. But I just always get better options. Like, the other day, we went to a restaurant, and I got a steak. But they grill these steaks in, like, this soy-based butter. It's, like, not even real butter. And I'm like, just give me a dry steak. I don't fucking care. Like, you know. So I said, no oil, please. Like, you can just make better options at restaurants, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't feel like my fingers swell if I eat seed oils. Like, I instantly, too. It's not like, oh, in a week, like, I have to wonder what did I eat. No, it's like, I know what I ate and how it makes me feel. and I just don't like it.
Yeah, for sure. I like every once in a while I'll want like Siete chips or Masa chips, but like that's like when I talk about my like 80-20, my 20 is really still like better choice to process
always,
stuff.
Yeah.
It's not even like I'm not eating Doritos or Oreos or things like that. Like my 20 is really coming from like better alternative healthy stuff. I will say though, if the sugar cookie on the crumble menu is there that week, my mom will get it sometimes and we'll like share a few bites or like literally a bite. But like that's really the extent of it. Like I don't feel good when I eat badly. And I know people are like, you know, everything in moderation or whatever. But like, I think I've gotten to know my body so much that I don't care to fill it with crap anymore. Like I feel like crap after like the 30 seconds of dopamine you get from a bite of cookie, like is just not really that worth it to me anymore.
There's always a better swap for something. Like you can make, and I think people are just lazy. They don't want to make them. They want to buy them. But like you can make a better version of literally anything. I love, it's like fun. It's like fun to figure it out. Like my husband's a big junk food guy. He loves a good treat. And if I can get him to try something that I make and he says like, wow, it's better than that. Like that's amazing. Like it's fun to do. So just try it out. Try swapping, making things. Like you'll be really surprised with how nature gives us everything to make. Okay, this one's kind of fun. Well, people are going to be like, it's not fun. Are you concerned with receipt PFAs? Forever chemicals on PFA, on a receipt paper. The receipt paper actually is like super estrogenic, like like really bad for you. And I feel really bad for people who have to handle it every day. But like, try not to worry about it when you're in the store. Like, just put it in a bag or something. Not with your produce, though. I avoid it with my produce. And like, I like, you know, grab it like this, or I make my husband grab it. But yeah, it's like, try not to worry about it. But it is really bad. I feel bad for people who have to work with it every day.
Yeah, I just leave my receipt in the thing. Like, I always do self-checkout, and then I just leave it.
Yeah, we always say, like, no receipt. No thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, I try to avoid them. Someone asked, do we care about the materials in our clothing? And yes and no. This was something that I more so, very recently within the last 6 months started to do. I started to swap out my underwear and bras for organic cotton. But like, as far as my clothing goes, no, I don't really care. For Barrett, yes, I have. Once I kind of learned when he was an infant, I did swap out like his diapers. I did like non-toxic diapers. I did his onesies were always organic cotton because those are cheap. Yeah. Like, you know, the pack of like organic cotton Gerber onesies, like that stuff. Like I always bought those to put under his clothes. And then his jammies were always organic cotton, and same with socks. But I couldn't afford like all organic tops, all organic bottoms. So I really just focused on the things that like touch his skin the most. And then I just didn't worry about the rest. What about you?
Yeah. In the same way, like I would love to have my wardrobe be all cotton or bamboo or linen or whatever. But it's just not a thing right now. So yeah, I focus on the baby for sure. Just cotton. We've asked everybody who wants to buy her clothes, like just natural fibers only. And I'm not even super concerned with the organic. Like I would rather it just be all natural rather than polyester, which is plastic. So yeah, it is a priority for my children for sure. Just not for me yet, but I would one day love that. But like, honestly, there's not a whole lot of cute things either out there that are.
That's the thing. There's not like, I like feeling good in what I'm wearing. And like, yeah, I don't have the huge urge to swap over everything yet because I don't.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's expensive. Yeah. So I'd rather that money go towards my children.
Yeah.
Top five things to change out when first starting to be a low toxic home. Water, drinking water / showering water, I guess. Cleaning supplies that go on like where you're preparing food for sure. Just like just do vinegar. Like that's all you need. Laundry detergent because you wear those clothes every day. Was that four? Three or four. Yeah, and four. My fifth one would be, getting rid of all like fragrances, like plugins, whatever.
I agree. I would literally have the same exact list as Jordan. Those are good ones.
Okay. Would you ever date anybody who is 5'7"?
No, I'm 5'8". I have legs of a giraffe and I already stand on business hard enough as a woman. I don't need to also stand on my husband. No offense. I'm sure you guys are great men, but I am trying to get out of my masculine and into my feminine. I need you to be my height or taller.
Beautiful. Yeah. My husband calls them his short kings. He's like, leave my short kings alone. But yeah, I'm like very close to 5'10". So it would be no for me. Yeah, no, but I just want to feel like small. Yeah. I want to feel feminine and like small. So taller and bigger is better.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy to think that you're taller than me. Cause I'm always tall compared to most people, but
I have pretty tall friends. So I always feel short. So I like being around shorter people. Cause I'm like, I am tall.
Yeah. See, my high school friends, my friend group was very tall. Like we were all 5'8", 5'9", 5'10", even 5'11". So like, I always felt like I was normal height. And then once I went to like college and like after college, I'm like, oh, am I tall?
You're tall. Yeah. I think what average for a woman's like 5'5" or something crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That was a fun one. I love these Q&A episodes. So definitely keep asking your questions. It's fun to like get to know what you guys are interested in. And it's fun to just yap about all the things. So yes, listen for our next episode. And thanks for listening to this one.
Bye, guys.
Bye.